Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. This half hour, we'll hear from the Marvelettes, the Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Gladys Knight and the Pimps, Rolls Royce, and the Undisputed Truth, all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories. Well, the Marvelettes had a great hit with Too Many Fish in the Sea, and it was the group's first top 40 hit in almost a year, reaching number 25. The song was the first one that was written by Norman Whitfield, and was also the first song that Norman produced. Well, Norman's big break came when he took over from Smokey Robinson's role as a main producer for The Temptations in 1966, after his Ain't Too Proud to Beg performed better than Smokey's Get Ready on the pop charts. Well, from 1966 until 1974, Norman produced virtually all the material for The Temptations, experimenting with sound effects and other production techniques on the earliest of his records for The Temptations. He had found a songwriting collaborator and lyricist Barrett Strong, who had a great early Motown hit with a song called Money, That's What I Want. Well, here are the Marvelettes, right here on Motown Memories.
Advice and remember always in life. Into each heart, some tears must fall. Though you love and lose, you must stand tall. Cause we all got to cry sometimes. I say sigh sometimes. Pull yourself together. No use crying forever.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day I stay locked up in my room. I know to you it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Listen, I gotta cry, cause crying eases the pain, oh yeah. Deep with this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain.
Oh,
my tear-stained face, pressed against the window pane. My eyes search the skies, desperately for rain. Cause raindrops behind my teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Tom Murphy from Marvin Gaye, That's the Way Love Is, that reached number 7 from 1969. Before that, The Temptations, with a great song, I Wish It Would Rain, number 4 from 1967. And we started with The Marvelettes, the very first song that Norman Whitfield written and produced, Too Many Fish in the Sea, number 25 from 1964. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature for this entire hour all songs that Norman Whitfield wrote and produced. Well, coming up, a classic song, perhaps the signature tune of The Temptations, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Well, 4 months before The Temptations version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone entered the Hot 100, label mates The Undisputed Truth, who we'll hear from in a little while, were struggling up the chart with their version of the Norman Whitfield Barrett Strong composition. They peaked at number 63, and that recording was all but forgotten when the Temptations reached number 1 for the fourth time in their career. While producer Whitfield often cut his songs with different acts, but the Temptations and the Undisputed Truth seemed exceptionally susceptible to this effort. On the Undisputed Truth's Motown's 4 albums, at least 10 songs were at one time recorded by the Temptations, including the Undisputed Truth's biggest tune, Smiling Faces Sometimes. Well, here is Papa Was a Rolling Stone, right here on Motown Memories.
Papa never watched a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
Borrow steel to pay his bills.
Hey, Mom.
folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Well, well.
People, we can't wait, cause
A Motown memory from Gladys Knight and the Pips, Friendship Train, that reached number 17 from 1969, and we started with the Temps' classic, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, number 1 from 1972. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature all songs that were both written and produced by Norman Whitfield. Well, coming up, the only non-Motown song we're featuring this hour, a great classic song in its own way, Car Wash by Rolls Royce. Well, Car Wash was released on the MCA record label and reached number 1 on January 29, 1977, and stayed there for 1 week. It was the theme song for the movie of the same title. Well, Norman recalled, "I tried to fit the mood of the music with the thing that was happening on the screen at the time." In one scene, for instance, you got the owner's son trying to fit in with the rest of the men working on the line, only they're there out of necessity, not by choice, like him. Then, at another place, you got the tension created when one of the guys tries to talk another out of holding the place up. Well, at the same time, the music has got to fit the mood. Well, here is Rolls Royce, Car Wash, right here on Motown Memories.
Thank you.
favorite Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof.
Undisputed Truth with their signature tune, Smiling Faces Sometimes, number 3 from 1971, and we start with Car Wash by Rolls Royce, number 1 from 1977. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. We feature for the entire hour songs both written and produced by Norman Whitfield. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about some of your favorite Motown artists. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.